Everybody listen up.
So you just want to know everything.
And get ready for an important meeting.
I cannot believe that you flew across the country to meet our kids.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, March 23rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Pack your bags because it's time to head to the jungle. Again, Survivor host Jeff Probst announced that, well, I'll just let him tell you.
Hey, Survivor fans, I have some exciting news to share. Survivor's going back into production. Fiji has invited us back to their beautiful country to shoot season 41. We have all of our COVID protocols in place so that everybody in Fiji will remain safe, all of our crew will be safe, and of course, our players will be safe. And I gotta tell you, I can't remember a time I've been this pumped to shoot Survivor, and I'll tell you why. The past year has reminded me, and I hope it's reminded you, that you gotta live your life like it's one big, great adventure, and Survivor fulfills that. So I am thrilled to say, I will see you on the island for Survivor 41. Let's do it!
No word yet on when that season will debut, hopefully this fall. Oscar winner Jamie Foxx is getting into the ring for his next major project to play boxing legend Mike Tyson. Martin Scorsese will executive produce the upcoming biographical limited series simply called Tyson, which is being billed as an authorized chronicle of the athlete's life. Vin Diesel is making good on the Fast and Furious being all about family. His 10-year-old son Vincent Sinclair has filmed scenes for the upcoming sequel. While Universal Pictures wouldn't confirm the role, TMZ is reporting that Sinclair will play a younger version of his dad's character, Dominic Toretto. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more, head over to EW.com. Now on to today's picks. For number three, let's reunite with NBC's Kenan, which is bringing Damon Wayans Jr. along for the fun tonight. The Happy Endings actor guest stars as Kenan and Gary's former boy band mate, Satine, one name like Prince or Madonna, who's now a huge pop star. Not only does he perform on tonight's episode, but all three of them do, reuniting for one of their classics on Kenan's morning show. Here's a preview.
What's the sense of having one head, baby, when you can have three? Oh, yeah.
When it's me and you, three heads are better than one arm, two.
Not gonna lie, I have no idea what that actually means, but now it's stuck in my head. Anyway, when Satine arrives in town, Kenan finds himself doubting his brother Gary's effectiveness as a manager and contemplates making a change. Elsewhere tonight, Kenan's friend and co-worker Mika gives his daughters a lesson in feminism and the art of persuasion. Will that amusingly backfire on Kenan somehow? Almost certainly. You can catch that on NBC at 8:30 p.m. There's no new episode of The Resident tonight, but not to worry, we've got your Morris Chestnut fix right here. EW's Rosie Cordero recently spoke with the actor, and of course, she asked the question, what you watching?
I mean, I love Ozark, I love Luther, I've watched Judas and the Messiah recently, that was great. I primarily watch sports, though. But those are great shows. I always love seeing some great shows with great performances as well.
Well, Chestnut and his Best Man co-stars will be reprising their roles for The Best Man Final Chapters, an upcoming 10-episode limited series for Peacock. But does he, like so many fans of these movies, ever watch them?
I've seen it a lot. and it comes on, The Best Man, both of them have been running quite a bit. I don't know if it's because I've been at home so much lately, and I'm flipping through the channels looking for something to watch, but I always see The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday on TV somewhere.
If you haven't caught those movies on cable lately, they're available to rent or buy on various digital platforms, including Amazon, Google Play, and Apple.
Number two.
We've got the big three for number two. That's right, our next pick is This Is Us. Actually, though, this week's episode isn't really focused on the big three. Instead, as the show's producers told EW, we're getting an Uncle Nicky-centric episode after he abruptly showed up at Kevin's front door last week. Here's co-executive producer Casey Johnson teasing Nicky's return.
We're going to see Nicky moments before, like the weeks leading up to the trip, and we're also going to go back into the past. And, perhaps find out what happened to him and how he ended up at his trailer.
So a little present-day Nicky, as portrayed by Griffin Dunn, and the return of younger Nicky, as played by Michael Angarano. We have a preview of those flashbacks when Jack tries to encourage his brother to get out of their parents' house and away from their dad.
You thought about moving out of Mom and Dad's house at any point?
No. Unlike you, I like having hot water.
Yeah, but Nick, come on. You don't want to be Dad's lapdog fetching him beers the rest of his life, huh? I mean, you got to leave the nest at some point.
Yeah, well, I may be forcibly removed from the nest if I get drafted to Vietnam this year.
You're not getting drafted.
Okay.
You're not getting drafted.
And also, it's really not that bad living at Mom and Dad's right now. I mean, he's a lot better with her when I'm around. You wouldn't know, trust me.
Could you at least just do me a favor? Get yourself a girlfriend or something.
Yeah, sure. You got Raquel Welch's number?
Oh, come on. There's got to be a nice girl who works the vet clinic with you, right? Oh, there is.
Yeah. Yeah. Sally.
Sally. Nick. There's a guy walking on the moon right now. Ask Sally out on a date. Get the hell out of the house. Come on. If you can do it, you can do it. Okay?
Ooh, another Sally mention. Hopefully, we get to see her one day. That aside, producers wouldn't say how long Nicky plans on sticking around. Could this turn into another Mama Carol situation? But we love that he gets to meet his baby namesake this week. Tune in to NBC at 9 p.m. for the full episode. It's trivia time. This Is Us guest star Griffin Dunn had one of the most memorable roles in Martin Scorsese's cult classic After Hours, where he shared a wild scene with what Schitt's Creek star? Was it Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, or Chris Elliott? Stick around for the answer. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. And now, our number one pick for today, Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil. The singer is putting it all on the line in this new YouTube docuseries, including the full story of her 2018 overdose. But there's much more to the series, which digs deep into Lovato's past traumas, exploring how hiding her suffering and addiction ultimately fueled her destructive behavior. It's heavy material, no doubt about it, but what emerges is a portrait of a survivor. And as EW's Kristen Baldwin wrote in her review, recovery looks great on her. Here's a preview.
It's just a little red wine. I'll be fine. I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
FYI, I'm just gonna say it all, and then if we like don't want to use any of it, we can take it out.
TMZ reports that the singer was rushed to the hospital unconscious.
Law enforcement is stating that she overdosed.
She should be dead.
You don't want the true story from me.
I can't believe y'all are doing this.
So you just wanna know everything. Yeah.
Lovato recently spoke to EW's Shane and Naomi Crockmall, who asked Lovato how much she has thought about how viewers will respond to the docuseries.
I mean, I've obviously thought about it. If I said no, I haven't thought about it, it'd be a bold-faced lie. The thing is that I take into consideration how everyone's going to respond to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That includes people that are still struggling with addiction, that are sober. That includes people that have tried the program many, many times and just feel like a failure because they can't, they can't get it. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to show everyone. That's why I have so many different perspectives in the documentary. I learned a lot over the past couple of years, and I learned what works best for me. And I want to show people that there are options. Mm-hmm. And, because I've come from such dogmatic thinking, all or nothing, you know, I thought it was important to show people that freedom is possible. Mm-hmm. And it might not look like the ways that you are conventionally exposed to recovery.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give options. And so that's not to say I'm not expecting a lot of sober people to come after me, because I am. Like, I know that there's a lot of people that it really, really works for, but I also just have to really stress the point that, like, my whole point is just that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
The first two episodes of Dancing with the Devil debut on YouTube today. Don't miss them.
Trivia.
And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Griffin Dunn co-starred in Martin Scorsese's After Hours with what Schitt's Creek star? Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, or Chris Elliott? The role was a far cry from Moira Rose. The answer is Catherine O'Hara, who played an unhinged ice cream vendor in the 1985 film. It's a movie that truly must be seen to be believed. You can stream it on HBO Max now. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.